What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And a listener just wrote on in to remind me that the fifth branch of the military is the Coast Guard. And yes, I overlooked that. But again, when I was young, I think of the branches of the military as people who go on out and kill other people or blow things up. And I grew up in an age where the Coast Guard was all about rescuing really idiotic boaters. So, that's our fifth branch, and Trump's new Space Corps. Sounds like a cheap science fiction show from the 1950s. It's Space Corps! Insert ominous music here. It's a bad idea. It's a bad idea. Trump is going to reignite the space race, and the only good that would come out of it would be the technological fallout, which could really stimulate our industry, our technology, our manufacturing. But you don't have to get confrontational with Russia and China to do that. Now, interesting little story has surfaced. Do you remember all the way back in 2015, there was this terror attack at the Bataclan Concert Hall in Paris? And a lot of people were wondering, how did these terrorists get these guns in France, which has got extremely tight gun control? And how were they able to get on in there and cause all this damage and all this bloodshed? It was very spectacular. It was, we've got to ban guns. We've got to have more security. We've got to do this. We've got to do that. Well, it turns out that a group of survivors and families of the victims have filed a lawsuit against the government of France because apparently there was an anti-terror unit stationed there the whole time. Eight soldiers from the Sentinel anti-terror patrol, armed with assault rifles, were outside the concert hall while the massacre was taking place, and they were told by the superiors, do not intervene. Shades of Parkland, as it were. Another story out of Zero Hedge. We're getting into a situation right now as more and more of Obama's faults as president are being dragged into the light. The latest corporate media spin is, well, yes, Obama lied, but really Trump lies much more than he does. So they're trying to do this thing about who lies more. And this article basically points out, well, if you really want to cast a wider net, it's the corporate media are the biggest liars of all. And they make both Obama and Trump look like choir boys in comparison. All right, we're going to take a phone call now from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I want to talk about the economy, but did you hear breaking news that supposedly Peter Strzok has been fired?
No, I hadn't heard that, wasn't he supposed to testify before the Senate hearing?
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on. Mike, the whole system's just got to come down. I mean, it's like, I never seen it. I mean, this has been going on for a long time, so we haven't seen it because we haven't been paying attention. I mean, I know you have, but I mean, this has been going on a lot longer than we've been alive,
Yeah.
But with all the internet and the information coming, I mean, you see what's been going on for all these years. It's disgraceful. I mean, these people are all garbage. There ain't nothing good about any of these people. They all got dirty laundry, and they're all just dirty. I don't know.
Well, I'm looking at a web search here, and of course it includes when Strzok was fired from the Mueller probe. But all I can find is a story at Town Hall saying that asking, is he about to be fired? It's not confirming yet that he has been fired. But, of course, the web is always a few minutes behind the corporate media, and I'm not seeing it on Fox. And, obviously, I can't follow the breaking news while I'm doing the radio show.
Yeah, there was, BNL, whatever site. So we'll just wait till, I guess, an hour or so, and we'll find out. Hey, Mike, with the economy, you had a, I don't remember his name, he called in, he listed all the names of all the businesses closing. I mean, the reason why they're all closing is because nobody's got any money to buy stuff. 2008 was it. We're a dead economy now. We're just basically on life support by them printing money out of thin air at this point.
Well, they're not doing it for our benefit. I think what's going on is that the higher-ups, the money junkies, understand that we are headed toward a Soviet Union-style collapse. And what they're trying to do now, if they can't get a world war to stop it, then what they're going to do is plunder the wealth of the nation and put it in their pockets and then skedaddle for the borders as it all comes apart. In fact, we even have a coffee mug that we sell in our online store that says the last official act of any government is to loot the nation. And I think we're in the middle of that right now, whether they're looting it for their own pocket or they're looting it for the war economy. It doesn't really matter anymore.
It's probably loot the nations because it's the West in general. I mean, we all reach peak debt. You know, nobody can, I mean, how many credit cards can you have and max out? And then you put that debt on another credit card. It only can go on for so long, you know, a.k.a. kick the can down the road. But
yeah,
we're never going to, you know, I don't want to sound, you know, pessimistic, but we're not, America is not the same country we started as. We are a United States of Empire. There's two routes we could have took through our government. And we went down the empire route, and that was a bad choice because you can't have both.
Wait a minute. Dustin, we did not choose to go down the path of empire. The people running the government did.
I meant that.
Okay,
but
yeah.
Let's put
the blame where the blame belongs.
Well, how about this? There's still a small percentage of people that are blamed, though, too, American people. A small percentage. More people woken up now. But, Mike, I don't think you just – there's no way to fix this now. You know what I mean? Because we really –
No, there never was.
Debt, you know?
There never was. Under private central banking, you can never pay off the total aggregate debt. It is impossible. And the private central bankers use that debt to control the nation, to control the people, and to transfer the hard assets of the nation, meaning the land, the houses, the factories, everything, into their own pockets. And when it all comes crashing down, they're going to have all the physical assets of the nation. It's all going to be called privatization. They're going to have the bridges, the rail lines, the airports. And we, the American people, are going to be stuck with these piles and piles of paper with colored ink all over them. That's all we're going to be left for 200 years of labor building this country.
And, Mike, I don't know how much time I left, but I watched YouTube videos of them galvanizing steel in, like, other countries, and there's hardly anybody working there. It's like all automated, and they're like, where are all these people going to go that work? Yeah, that did work. You know, like everything's going to be, you know, is becoming more, you know, automated, and you know, there's not going to be a need for 20 people to work on automated machines. You'll need one or two or three. But where's the seven?
Yep.
Other seven? I feel sorry for the kids who went to college, Mike. You know, the time you get out of college, what you went to college for is irrelevant.
Yeah, the jobs are just not there. And as I've been saying repeatedly, it is a very short-sighted policy that's going to end in disaster. Because if ordinary people are not able to trade their labor for decent wages and salaries, then the consumer economy will collapse. And that will bring with it manufacturing and distribution and we're already starting to see it with all these retail closures. And yet the money junkies can't let go of this idea of squeezing another penny of profit out of their companies by firing their employees and replacing them with machines.
And then I just want people to leave with this thought. 500 stores, 400 stores, times how many people? That's a lot of people, you know?
Yes.
Not one person per store. You know, it's multiple, you know, 30, 50, 100, 200. I mean, thousands, you know, I mean, it adds up. And we're in bad shape. I mean, the government's not going to tell you, and the media's not going to tell you, but, you know, tell us, and a lot of the listeners who call in, like myself and others, who know what's going on. All right, thanks, Mike. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates. And I did just locate a tweet where apparently Peter Strzok was escorted out of the FBI building. Now, wait a minute. That's back on... that's back on Friday. So apparently he's been in human resources since he was dismissed from the Mueller team, but apparently he was escorted out of the FBI building last Friday, and we're just now getting word of that. Now, is this retaliation for his willingness to testify? I don't know, but it feels like things are getting very, very tense. And all I can tell you, Peter, stay out of Fort Marcy Park. Stay out of small aircraft. Okay. Over at Samantha Bee's Full Frontal, they're struggling to regain advertisers after the attack on Ivanka Trump. And it was uncalled for and inappropriate. And it seems to be a trend among liberals now to just try and outdo each other for vileness and disrespect and even obscenity within the limits of FCC controls on broadcasts. And you can't have a reasonable discussion that way. But then apparently liberals can't win the arguments on the facts and the logic. So it's just shout everybody else down, keep them silent so that only their side of the debate gets out there. But her attack on Ivanka Trump was wholly inappropriate. Just like, what's her name, Griffin, going after the First Lady over the immigration. Melania had a very calm, well thought out response to what was going on. Kathy Griffin just went on out with profanity. All right, let's talk about the economic news. It has been a bad day on the stock market. At one point, the Dow was down 400 points based on the fears of an escalating trade war. Let's see what it ended at. They got it back up to 287, but that's definitely not a good day on the Dow. So the trade war fears are escalating. People don't know where this is going to end. And the stock markets are now in negative territory for the year and on track for the sixth straight decline. This keeps up. There's going to be a bit of a panic at that point. So Donald Trump threatened Monday to impose tariffs on an additional $200 billion worth of Chinese goods if Beijing follows through with its promise to retaliate against a previous round of U.S. tariffs. So now it's like a ping pong game. Tariff, 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 tariff. And that's got everybody nervous. And it's around the world, not just here in the U.S. The Shanghai plunged 3.2%. It's below 3,000 for the first time in 2 years. Story coming out of shtfplan.com, why America's trade war with China will be absolutely crippling for the U.S. economy. This is coming from Mike Snyder. And they're saying that Trump has basically fired a shot across the bow of China. And it could escalate out of control here. There have already been couple of back and forths on this, just ramping this up to the point where trade between the U.S. and China could cease entirely. And right now, because we don't really have a lot of domestic manufacturing, we need their products more than they need ours. Here are the six ways China could retaliate in a trade war with the U.S. China could de-escalate tensions by presenting a list of actions it will follow to reduce its significant trade deficits in services with the United States. That would be the wise and prudent thing to do. Possibility two, China will likely launch an economic subsidy for its economy in the form of further easing in financial conditions to offset any potential trade drag. Possibility three, China could unleash differential treatment of local enterprises, as some have suggested. Beijing could simply opt not only its not apply its market access liberalization policy that they recently announced. Possibility four, China could also choose a diplomatic retaliation and order Kim Jong-un to scuttle the recent agreement North Korea signed with the U.S., humiliating Trump by showing that it was Beijing all along who made the U.S.-North Korea summit possible and successful. Possibility five, China could pick an aggressive route, and instead of a mild appreciation, it could aggressively pursue a weaker yuan to boost trade competitiveness with, which is ironically is the catalyst behind much of the Trump administration's animosity toward China. Possibility six, China could pick the nuclear option and gradually, or worse, suddenly liquidate its treasury holdings. And this is a long-running worry by markets given China's holding of $1.2 trillion in treasury holdings. That is a potent threat given the fact that Russia just dumped half of their U.S. treasuries. And a lot of countries are dumping their U.S. treasuries. Where are they going? Well, I'm sure over at the Federal Reserve, they're just creating money out of thin air and they're buying back those treasury bonds. The only problem with that is increasing the total supply of U.S. dollars in circulation. That is inflationary, and they're not going to be able to keep that under wraps for very much longer, not when you're talking $1 trillion a pop. Story out of Zero Hedge, Canada prepare for a bloody trade war. And again, we're getting into a series of escalations. Trump imposed tariffs on Canadian products. Justin Trudeau has now retaliated. And their economy took a hit. Everybody is just being thrown by this. Paul Tudor Jones is out there saying that the next recession will be frightening. And apparently, Lloyd Blankfein is getting ready to step down as CEO of Goldman Sachs. But apparently, he's actually moonlighting as a talk show host. Welcome to the club. But he was interviewing hedge fund investing legend Paul Tudor Jones, who says there is a recession coming. And in fact, this trade war with China, with Canada, with Europe, could just put us over the edge into the recession right now. A lot of people still talking about the pension problem over at Mauld in Economics. There's an article, "The Pension Train Has No Seatbelts." You know, everybody's talking about train wreck this and train wreck that, and the pension crisis is a train wreck about to happen. And there are no seatbelts, and the people who get slammed in this are going to be in serious, serious hurt. Because these are people who over their entire working life have paid into the pension plans. The pensions were unfortunately defunded for the most part during that 2008 meltdown of the mortgage-backed security fraud. Nobody has the gonadal presence to point the finger of blame at the Wall Street money junkies. And so now it's, we can't make the pension payments we promised you. You're going to have to learn to live on less. In some states, they've literally changed the law to allow the pensions to basically renege on the promised payments. And once again, the money junkies get to keep their money, and the poor are going to be made to pay for all of this disaster. Having learned nothing from 2008, investors are apparently buying more junk-rated bonds backed by subprime auto loans. They didn't learn anything from the subprime mortgages. Why should they? The damage from that was also dumped on the American people with TARP and quantitative easing and bailout this and bailout that. Because that's the way the economy has worked in this country, going all the way back to the SNL meltdown. The rich get to keep their money, and the losses are transferred to the people. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And again, folks, yes, we absolutely rely on you to support Republic Broadcasting and whatreallyhappened.com. There's a war on right now. And right now, the weapon primarily is money. And the only way we're going to get the big money to stop corrupting our society is for the little money to all line up together in that common cause of restoring the Republic. So if you would like to mail in a donation, the postal address is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you want to call in and pledge to be a recurring subscriber, that is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, and extension 3 at all other times. Now, Fox News is now running the story, the update on Peter Strzok. Apparently, he's been escorted from the FBI building, but he's still employed. He still has his job. They just showed him the door for whatever reason. Now, he's working in human resources ever since he was kicked off of Mueller's team. So I think this may have something to do with his upcoming testimony before the Senate. And it may be somebody is throwing a tantrum. We don't know, but we're going to find on out. What's really interesting is we're starting to see more and more of the Democrats try and replay the old Russia card, saying, oh, you know, that person's actually working for, I think that person's working for Russia, and I think that person's working for Russia, just trying to discredit them as they get closer and closer to just how crooked, not to mention inept, this FBI Department of Justice investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server, but not Hillary Clinton herself, was handled. Like I said earlier in the show, that's like investigating a gun, but not investigating the person who pulled the trigger. Does that make any sense at all? Now, getting back to the economic news, article out of Zero Hedge is talking about fiat currencies always end in collapse. Yes, there has never been a time in history where fiat currency lasted. Money comes in two forms. There's money with intrinsic, inherent value that everybody recognizes, whether it's cows, beads, seashells, all kinds of stuff. Silver coins, gold coins, obviously. Now, paper currency, originally when this country started, wasn't the money. It was a claim check for the money, which was the silver and gold coin. So we're in that position. The nation started with an honest monetary system, and we are back in the same predatory banking system that we fought the revolution to break free of, private central banking. Now, Russia and India are ditching the dollar in their military deals. India buys a lot of Russia's weapons, and they've been using the dollar. They're moving away from the dollar right now. And this is something like $2 billion in weapons deal between India and Russia have been impacted as a result of the recent U.S. sanctions. The payments are getting stuck. And so Russia and India are saying, that's okay. We'll just use a different currency that the U.S. can't get in, interfere with. So after several rounds of consultations, they have set up a rupee-ruble transfer pegged to the exchange rate of an international currency. And the foreign currency they're going to use as the benchmark is probably going to be the Singapore dollar, not the U.S. dollar. Over at Tesla, they're having more problems. As you know, they've been falling behind in production. And they had a fire a while ago that slowed them down. And now they've had another one. Apparently happened on Sunday night. And now Elon Musk is out there saying he thinks it's corporate sabotage. And they think they've identified who the saboteur might be. All he's saying is it's a he. Now, whether he's really the victim of corporate sabotage, which is not unknown in the United States, or whether he's just making excuses again, we don't know. But I can imagine he's got to be feeling the stress right now. And it really is a shame because, in theory, the cars are really good. They look really good. And I'm in agreement. The electric car is the wave of the future. There's no question about that. And once again, a reminder that back in 1995, Congress passed the Congressional Accountability Act, which directed the U.S. Treasury to make payments to victims of congressional sexual harassment, meaning you are footing the bill for these randy Congress critters' misbehavior in the halls of Congress. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to talk about immigration first in Europe, and then we're going to get on to this supposed controversy over the children at the border, which we now understand from this morning's IG hearing. It's being fanned up to distract America from what's being said in those hearings.
Oh, it's the children. Feel bad for the children.
All right, so Frontex, which is the European Union border agency, is warning there is a new mass wave of refugees coming to Europe via the Eastern and Western Mediterranean, and it's calling on transnational cooperation to try and halt it. They're talking about tens of thousands of migrants. The flood is still continuing out there, and they're starting to fly people back. Apparently, 14,000 individuals were flown back to their home countries from EU states in 2017 in 341 flights. And apparently, some of these people are trying to make it back to Europe. Of course, the situation is when you look at how many of the refugees there are, the cost of flying these people back home. could bankrupt some of these national governments. It's a horrible place to be in. Now, over at the Alternative for Germany party, Alexander Goland is out there saying Germany is abolishing itself by allowing in all these refugees, because at some point down the road, the German people will be a minority in their own country. And that will be basically be the end of Germany as we've known it. Now, over a four-year span, nearly 1,000 people have been injured or killed in terrorist attacks involving refugees, with Germany facing the highest number of terror plots. This according to a New Heritage Foundation report published yesterday. And data collected from the 194 terrorist plots detected across Europe point to a more than 1 in 3 chance Germany will be the country targeted in future terror schemes. So how's that open border thing working out for you? Greeks are starting to see a sudden 90% surge in asylum seekers across their land border with Turkey, probably because Turkey built that other wall and they're just moving around here. And this is leading to even more tensions between Greece and Turkey. There had been a deal where Turkey was saying, we're not going to let them go any further. And there were supposed to be some concessions made on the other side, but apparently that deal has fallen apart. And that's probably why that watchdog organization is saying there is a huge flood of refugees on its way into Europe. Now, the other day we were talking about how Merkel is under tremendous pressure right now by the German parties who want to close the border. They're threatening to break up her coalition, which would basically kick her out of her job. They've given her 2 weeks to try and find a solution working with other European nations. So far, no good. It was all started, or it was sort of punctuated by this Iraqi murderer of a German teenager. And apparently, in his communications back to his relatives in Iraq, he said, everything is for free here. No working and a salary from the state. Well, gee, of course they're going to walk into a country where they're going to get free money, free things, and not have to work. And it's probably for this reason that Donald Trump is out there telling Angela Merkel that we don't want European-style immigration here. Because we're seeing what it's doing in Europe, and we're also seeing what it's doing in our country as well. So getting on to this controversy over the children, let me start out with a dose of common sense here. If you were to go, let's presume that you've got kids. If you were to go down to the local convenience store and rob it, and you got caught and arrested and thrown in prison, would the police put your kids in the prison with you? Of course not. It's a very dangerous place with all those other prisoners in there. For your children's own safety, they would not be allowed to go into prison with you. And that's exactly the situation we're dealing with here. These people coming across the border are breaking the law. They are being arrested and put in jail. But their children are not being put in prison with them for their own safety. This is not a deliberate policy of separating the kids from the parents. It is simply the way these things are done in any criminal case. You steal a car and you get arrested, you go to go to jail, they're not going to let your kids go with you. That's just the way it works. And this policy has been around for a very, very long time. So that's really what's going on down at the border. They're not being cruel. They're not torturing the kids. The facilities are not good. But again, the blame for all of this rests on the head of those people who step across that border with their children without permission. Now, the Democrats never cared about the immigration detention centers when Obama was president. In fact, it was all being kind of hushed up, not a big deal. Suddenly, it's a manufactured crisis for political gain. And what they're using it for, again, we saw this morning on the IG hearings in the Senate. It's a distraction. Pay no attention to the Hillary Clinton email investigation, which didn't investigate Hillary Clinton. We've got children. We've got illegal immigrants. And you need to understand, Trump had nothing to do with this. They're trying to blame him for it. But all the way back in 2014, President Barack Obama asked Congress for $3.7 billion to handle the thousands of child migrants on the southern border. So that's where it goes back to. These people are committing a crime by stepping across the border. They're being arrested. They're being put in jail. And no, their children are not allowed to go with them out of safety. The Democrats, of course, are claiming that the illegal immigrant children are held captive and tortured in the camps. I mean, they've actually used that word. Now, the camps are not very pleasant places to be at. But again, whose fault is that? The fault of the parents. If you don't want families separated, close that border. Don't let them in here in the first place. If they come up to that border and either a combination of the wall or armed troops or crocodiles in the Rio Grande, they decide to turn around and go back home, they're not going to be separated from their children. That's the solution. This idea of just allowing them to come on in and then spending vast sums of money to imprison the adults and care for the kids is not a good way to handle it. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Don in the Philippines, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yes, the really interesting hearing is going to be when they get struck. I mean, he can't possibly have any really good answers for all the questions they're going to hurl at him, you know.
I imagine he's going to get up there and they're going to ask him about that. We'll stop him coming. He's going to say, I was just kidding. I was just trying to impress the girl, you know, get her in the sack or something. Right. I didn't really mean it. He's going to use the Hillary defense.
he doesn't have the clout that Hillary has. He's just an FBI guy there. And I think what happened was earlier, about a week ago, his lawyer said he will testify, he will not take the fifth, he doesn't have to be subpoenaed. I think that was probably a ploy that he was trying to keep his job, and apparently it didn't work, I guess, if they escorted him out of the place.
Well, we don't know yet. He was escorted out, yeah. But apparently he's still employed. They have not actually fired him. They've just sent him home. That's because
they should fire him. Then why are they paying him if he can't do any work? It's crazy. And
well, he was working in human resources.
Well, that's the whole thing. The human resources is the problem. They've all the time Obama was in there, they apparently made a concerted effort to hire people that liked Obama and liked the Democrats. And that's who they hired. That's why they got all these people in FBI. Struck. I mean, he didn't he's probably always was we'll find out. But probably when they grill him, they'll say, well, how the hell did you get this way where you hated Trump so much? Why? But another thing that came up, Sheila Jackson Lee said that he claims that they're going to, they already have plans to fire Rosenstein. Did you get that one?
Okay.
The man's named Jim Jet something from North Carolina, the representative, when he was questioning Horowitz, and she had they let her have a little time there for a little in the middle of that, and she said she claims that they've already planned to fire. I mean, I don't know how she would actually get this information. She says they planned to fire Rosenstein on Friday. Which they should have fired him a year ago. I think Trump, hopefully what's going to play out is, because we're sitting here wondering, how can Trump not do anything all this time? Well, maybe he's smarter than it looks, and he's just letting them, because they have nowhere to go with all this stuff, and they'll just, in the long run, they're just making themselves look like fools to try to find, unless they get, even if they get a Manafort to flip and make up some stuff about Trump, and that's not going to happen. I mean, Trump knows, I think he actually kind of somewhere deep down knows what he's doing, and what they have this thing in the game of poker called the slow roll, where you won, you have the winning hand, but you, I don't play poker anymore. I don't drink, smoke, or gamble, Mike, for whatever that's worth. But
okay.
The slow roll is when you turn, you have the winning hand, but you're real slow in turning your hand over because your opponent, and that way it hurts the opponent that much worse when you turn it over. Okay, I'll let you go, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot for that. I'm surprised that Trump really is maintaining such a low profile, because with this IG report, he's now operating from a position of strength. There is no question that James Comey deserved to be fired and that Trump was correct to fire him. It wasn't obstruction of justice. And it may be that Trump, or at least his advisors, are saying, just let this play on out, because we're seeing the liberal Democrats continue to throw tantrums and scream and cry. And we are seeing, again, more and more revelations about what was going on. And apparently, again, Amanda Renteria exchanged highly classified info with Loretta Lynch. And apparently another thing that came out in the IG hearings today is that Hillary Clinton's lawyers deleted whatever emails they wanted from her server before it was turned in. So that's a major, major revelation. Speaking of Hillary and getting on back to the situation at the border, Hillary is now fundraising off the border humanitarian crisis. Hillary Clinton is very concerned about what's happening on the southern border, and despite not being a candidate for anything, at least yet, she wants Americans to give her money so she can do something about the crisis with those poor kids. And she just sent out a fundraising email to supporters asking them to donate to her organization so it can exploit the humanitarian crisis she says is being created by Trump's immigration policies, forgetting that it's actually Obama's immigration policies. Now, Hillary Clinton back in 2014 had a different view. Just because your child gets across the border, that doesn't mean your child gets to stay. And, of course, the issue is, where will the money really go? Because to judge what happened when the Clinton Foundation was fundraising for Haiti, they raised a huge amount of money, and very little of it actually got down there to Haiti. Hillary's also out there saying that separating families is contrary to religious values. Jesus did not say, let the children suffer. And I have to wonder how many children in Yugoslavia and Libya and so on did Hillary separate from their families permanently, as in dead and blown to bits. So it's definitely crocodile tears. She's going to run another scam. Even with all the scrutiny on her right now, she's going to run another scam. Fox and Friends host Brian Kilmeade basically said that these kids are not all innocents. We reported on yesterday where a lot of them are being used as drug mules to bring illegal drugs across the border. And between the time they actually cross the border and they get picked up by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the drug dealers get the drugs from them. But Brian Kilmeade is out there saying the problem with all these immigrant kids who are basically without their parents and without guidance, a lot of them are turning into MS-13, and that is a major, major problem. MS-13 is an incredibly violent gang. They make the Yakuza look like T-boys, and they're growing, and they're recruiting. It's very, very dangerous. Now, somebody made an interesting observation looking at all these kids who are in these holding centers. They were asking, where are the girls? And apparently somebody was asking the Department of Homeland Security, where are the immigrant girls being kept? And there seems to be a bit of silence on that. Now, it may be that the daughters are not being brought along on the journey north. And it may be that the girls are in a condition in wherever they're being held that they don't want the media to see, because Health and Human Services and Department of Homeland Security are trying to downplay the hardships of these immigrant kids. But again, the fault for all of this rests on the parents who stepped across that border knowing they were going to be arrested and separated from their children. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Pat Buchanan has an observation to make here. Where many Americans see illegal intruders Democrats see future voters. And what's really interesting is former First Lady Laura Bush is out there denouncing what is being claimed to be the Trump immigration policies. It's cruel, it's immoral, and it breaks my heart. But Trump didn't start this. This is the way this has been going on all the way back to the Obama administration. They're just trying to fan it up to damage him politically and try and rally the illegal immigrant vote for the November midterms. Which is why if Congress is not willing to pass a national voter ID law, then the illegal immigrants are going to start swaying our elections. They're already being strategically placed in red states to just tip them over the line into being blue. And the GOP better be paying attention to what's going on while they still have the majority in the House and Senate. Donald Trump basically came out with the same thing, that the Democrats aren't really interested in the welfare of these children or the illegal immigrants. They just want to know how many of them can be used to vote the elections their way. And of course, you have the liberals out there saying, well, these people deserve asylum. They're fleeing persecution in their own home just because they had a different political opinion. Well, how about people like Jeremy Bedford Turner, who's in jail for saying that there's an inordinate Jewish control in Great Britain? Doesn't he deserve asylum from persecution due to his political opinion? Or how about Holocaust questioners, Monica Schaefer and Ursula Haverback, both currently in jail in Europe? They're being persecuted for their political beliefs. Don't they deserve asylum? Catholic Bishop Richard Williamson, same thing, in jail for his political view, doubts that the gas chambers actually exist. Why are these people not being given asylum? These are people with skills. Okay, over in Slovakia, politicians explaining how the words Soros and NGO are now considered dirty words. And all over Europe, people are waking up and realizing that this epic disaster they're suffering through is really the work of these globalists, led chiefly by George Soros and implemented with all of his non-governmental organizations. And they're having to live with the consequences of what Soros is doing. Soros doesn't. He's got his estates all over the place. He's got a beautiful place on the East Coast of the United States. Lives in the finest hotels. He doesn't have to deal with the reality of the refugees on the streets. The people of Europe do. And they're getting very, very angry. We're seeing more and more as elections unfold across Europe. We're seeing the Euroskeptics just slide on in. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with hour number three after these few words.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines.
I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.